Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're zeroing in on, well, the increasingly sophisticated world of sports. We're looking at how technology and data analysis are fundamentally changing how athletes are understood, how they're trained. For you, someone keen on getting knowledge quickly but thoroughly, this is going to be pretty packed with insights.
Yeah, our goal with this deep dive is really to pull out the most important insights, you know, the latest trends in sports tech and analytics. We've got a whole range of sources, industry reports, scientific research, software details, all to really get a handle on the impact, the real impact on athletes and the sports industry itself.
It is pretty remarkable when you think about the journey of sports data. I mean, we've gone from just basic scores to this incredibly detailed, sometimes, well, personal information about athletes. Okay, let's unpack this. Where does it all start, this tech integration in sports?
Well, a truly foundational aspect, I'd say, is wearable technology. These devices, they've just become central to how modern athletes prepare. Think about those GPS tracking units, the vests you see athletes wearing all the time now.
Right.
They're not just for show. They provide this continuous stream of really granular data.
Yeah, and one company, Catapult Sports, seemed to pop up quite a bit in our sources. Their Vector series that seems like a leading example of how this tech really enhances training precision. And its use isn't just a few niche teams, is it?
Oh, not at all. The adoption is actually, well, it's really widespread now. One of our sources pointed out that at the 2022 FIFA World Cup, something like 18 out of the 32 teams were using Catapult tech.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that really underlines how essential it's become, you know, right at the elite level. Mm-hmm. And what's truly transformative is how this detailed data, when you analyze it over time, it reveals these subtle shifts in an athlete's biomechanics before you might even see them with the naked eye.
Ah, right.
And that lets coaches make proactive adjustments. It's a level of insight they just didn't have before.
So for you, our listener, wanting to get informed efficiently, it's clear wearables give you this direct real-time flow of pretty crucial data. So, okay, once all that information is gathered, what happens next? Where does it go?
Right. That's where AI, artificial intelligence, and data analytics really come into their own. They're revolutionizing the field, basically.
Yeah.
We're talking about moving beyond just seeing the raw numbers to getting truly personalized insights into how an athlete is performing. And this allows for incredibly precise, tailored adjustments to their training.
So it's not just noting someone ran at X speed, but understanding why and figuring out the best next step for them.
Exactly. Precisely. AI uses these advanced algorithms, machine learning, to interpret this huge amount of performance data. It can spot patterns, find insights that might be completely hidden to us, you know, leading to much more informed decisions about training, about recovery. And here's where it gets really interesting. AI also brings this significant predictive element.
Predictive. So it's almost like peering into the future a bit, seeing where an athlete might be heading performance-wise.
In a way, yeah. By analyzing all that data, AI can help spot potential injury risk factors. This means coaches can make proactive tweaks to training, ideally stopping those injuries before they even happen. And it's not just isolated data points. Companies like Catapult, they offer solutions that sync athlete performance data with, say, event data, even video footage, giving this really comprehensive joined-up view.
That sounds exactly like the kind of aha moment you, our listener, would appreciate seeing how AI can unearth these surprising connections hidden in all that data. Okay, let's switch gears a bit. We also looked into virtual reality, VR, in training. That sounds almost like something out of a movie.
It can seem that way, can't it? But VR is actually fast becoming a really valuable practical tool. It creates these truly immersive training experiences. Think about it. You get realistic simulations of game scenarios, but in a totally risk-free environment. That's incredibly useful for, you know, working on skills, planning, strategy.
So an athlete could practice, say, a crucial penalty kick or a complex defensive play over and over without the usual game pressure or physical toll.
Exactly that. And it's not just for field sports. Our sources mentioned its use in motorsports drivers practicing on simulated tracks, really honing mental prep and reaction times without any real danger. What's also fascinating is that VR is finding a place in injury rehab, too.
Really? How does that work? Practicing while injured sounds tricky.
Well, VR lets athletes keep their skills sharp, stay mentally plugged into their sport, even when they can't physically go full tilt because of an injury. They can work on technique, tactics, without putting physical stress on the injured part. Plus, that immersive quality of VR, it's been shown to actually boost mental resilience and focus. Pretty critical things for any athlete.
That VR part really taps into getting multiple perspectives, doesn't it? Creating these controlled, repeatable virtual worlds offers a unique way to learn and to recover. Okay, so we've got data from wearables, AI crunching the numbers, VR for simulations. What pulls all this together? How does it become a usable system?
Right, that's where athlete performance tracking systems, or APTS, come in. These are basically the software platforms designed to collect, analyze, and present all this different data in a way that's actually understandable and, you know, useful. Think of it as the central dashboard for everything athletic data-wise.
So it's the hub, pulling it all together.
Precisely. These systems grab data on metrics like speed, fatigue levels, external load, all sorts of things, and then they translate that complex info into clear, actionable insights.
Yeah.
The typical flow is real-time monitoring, wireless data transfer, complex analysis behind the scenes, and then generating clear reports for athletes and coaches.
And the point of all these reports and analyses, what do they do with it?
Well, they do a lot, actually. They give direct feedback to athletes so they understand their performance better. They let coaches fine-tune training plans using objective data. They can flag potential injury risks. And they track progress over time, quantitatively. It's all about making that huge amount of data truly actionable. These systems can even streamline the admin side of sports management, monitoring development, overseeing recovery, adjusting workloads, all on one platform.
We saw Checklick mentioned as an example of this software. What are the key things that make a system like that really work well?
Good question. Key features would be a user-friendly interface. Definitely don't want coaches and athletes getting bogged down in tech that's too complex. Really strong data analytics capabilities are obviously crucial. Seamless integration with the wearables we talked about earlier is key too. And then the ability to customize performance metrics for specific needs in sports, plus, you know, solid reporting tools, all vital.
So if a team decides, right, we need something like Checklick, what are the basic steps they take?
Okay, first step is carefully picking the software that actually fits their sport and their needs best. Then there's setup and, crucially, training for both coaches and athletes so everyone can actually use it effectively. Setting clear goals and benchmarks is also vital, gives the data context. And finally, it's an ongoing thing, regularly reviewing the data, using those insights to tweak and adjust the training plans as you go.
It definitely sounds like all this tech is pushing a big shift towards more individualized training, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That's spot on. Technology, through wearables and this advanced data analysis, gives you that detailed understanding you need to move away from a kind of one-size-fits-all training approach. Our sources specifically mentioned Catapult's Match Tracker tool. It even lets you upload custom data, third-party data, and sync it all up with video.
So you can really layer different data streams together for a much more complete picture of an athlete.
Precisely. It lets coaches tailor training adjustments very specifically to an athlete's current condition, their unique needs, and it also recognizes, you know, that athletes are diverse. It helps create more inclusive, adaptable programs, which ultimately promotes fairness and equity too.
For you, our listener, trying not to get overwhelmed by all this info, that personalized approach must be key, making huge amounts of data manageable and directly relevant to each athlete. Now, something really interesting that came up was the growing role, the significant role of technology in women's sport.
Yes, this is a really significant and, frankly, very positive trend. 2024 was flagged as a real turning point for women's sports, and all the signs suggest this momentum is just going to keep building through 2025. You've got huge events like the Women's Cricket World Cup, the UEFA Women's Euros, the Women's Rugby World Cup all coming up.
So it's not just about more eyeballs on women's sports, but technology actively boosting their performance and strategy.
Exactly. Advanced analytics can now provide really comprehensive performance insights, tailored specifically for, say, women's football or NCAA volleyball. This leads to more effective training methods, more sophisticated tactics. Our sources mentioned Catapult's Vector T7 unit being used here, and it helps beyond the athletes too. Video coordinators can now give incredibly detailed performance breakdowns crucial for strategic planning in women's teams. That partnership between Loughborough University and West Ham, that was cited as a great example of research really pushing things forward in this area.
It's genuinely encouraging, isn't it, seeing tech contribute to the empowerment and rising profile of women in sports. Now, let's dig a bit deeper into the analytics again. Our sources talked about AI and something called prescriptive analytics. What's the significance there?
Right, prescriptive analytics, it really represents the sort of next step, the evolution of AI in sports. A recent survey found that a huge majority of experts, something like 80%, think AI and machine learning will be crucial going forward.
Yeah.
And over half of them see the biggest impact in being able to make real-time adjustments to training programs.
So it goes beyond just predicting what might happen to actually recommending specific actions to take.
That's the key difference, yeah.
Prescriptive analytics doesn't just forecast outcomes, it goes further. It recommends specific, data-driven actions to get the results you want. Think about that football team example again. Prescriptive tools wouldn't just flag potential injury risks. They'd actively prescribe specific training loads, specific recovery protocols, tailored to each player based on their data.
That move from just reacting to being really proactive sounds incredibly powerful.
It really is. It marks a major step forward in training methods, putting the focus squarely on actionable insights, much better decision-making for coaches and trainers. By using these AI models, teams can deliver much more targeted, more effective training, potentially cutting down injuries significantly and boosting overall performance. And the efficiency gains, they can be pretty stunning. One source even suggested maybe a 95% reduction in time spent on analysis workflows through automation.
95%, that's huge. Now, another trend that caught my eye was this idea of the democratization of technology in sports. It sounds like these advanced tools are getting easier for more teams and athletes to access.
Yeah, and that's a really important, really encouraging development. But a third of the experts surveyed saw this increased accessibility as a highly influential trend. Things like wearables, sophisticated video analysis tools, they're not just for the absolute top pro teams anymore. They're becoming much more available to teams, individual athletes across all levels.
Can you give an example of how that looks on the ground?
Sure. Like semi-pro football clubs, for instance. They're now using tools like Catapult's vector devices, advanced video software, to get performance insights that, you know, maybe 5 or 10 years ago were completely out of reach, only for the big leagues. This lets them use training methods, strategic planning approaches that were previously unthinkable. And a big benefit of this wider access is collecting long-term data right from an athlete's early development. Yeah, that gives a much fuller picture of their progress and lets you really tailor training over their whole career journey.
So it kind of helps level the playing field a bit, maybe, across different tiers of competition.
Precisely. It empowers people at all levels to use more comprehensive, data-driven approaches regardless of their team's budget, essentially. Vector Core was mentioned specifically as an example of tech simplifying things like load management, making advanced stuff more accessible.
Right. Now, we've talked about wearables and video analysis kind of separately, but our sources also pointed to a growing trend of actually integrating the two.
Yes, this integration, bringing wearable tech and video analysis together, is widely seen as a really transformative force in performance analysis. A good chunk of experts see its impact as significant. We're even seeing predictions about new kinds of jobs emerging, hybrid roles, people who can bridge strength and conditioning with data analysis, or others who specialize in delivering video insights in real time.
What are the main advantages of merging those two streams of information?
Well, it just gives you a much richer, more nuanced picture of performance.
Yeah.
For instance, you can sync the detailed physical load data from a wearable with the video of a specific tactical play in a game.
Okay, I see.
So you could analyze exactly what's happening physically during that specific moment on the field. These hybrid pros can then give coaches a more holistic, more actionable interpretation of everything. As Elliot Axel from Chelsea FC put it quite well, adding that crucial video context is essential to truly understand what the wearable data is telling you.
That makes total sense. Seeing not just what happened from the stats, but how hard the athlete was working while it happened. This all seems to loop back to that idea of bespoke sports practice, really personalized training.
Exactly. Data is the foundation, the bedrock, for designing these super targeted development strategies for each individual athlete. And that leads to more effective training, faster improvement, and crucially lower injury risk. Video coordinators play a bigger role here too, giving that visual analysis that complements the quantitative data from wearables, creating this really full individual performance profile.
We even heard about that specific example managing soccer goalies' hip health using new specialized goaltender analytics. That's incredibly specific.
It really shows the level of detail that's becoming possible, doesn't it? And these aren't just theories. The work Catapult's done with big names like Feyenoord and the LA Kings, they were mentioned as real-world examples of this personalized approach working in practice.
Now, a really critical area for any athlete is getting back to playing after an injury. It sounds like tech is playing a much bigger role there, too.
Absolutely. There's a growing focus on strategic, data-driven return to play, or RTP protocols. The main idea is customizing rehab using real-time data to minimize the risk of getting injured again. You know, think of a rugby player recovering from a knee injury. Wearables can provide vital data to guide their phased, careful return to full training.
So it's moving beyond just relying on how the athlete feels and using objective data to make those key decisions about their readiness.
Precisely. It's a big shift towards more informed, more objective rehab planning. Our sources even suggested some expect faster, more effective RTP timelines because of these data-driven approaches. And again, video analysis fits in. Integrating wearable data with video gives a really comprehensive assessment of an athlete's readiness to get back out there safely. Resources like the ebook, Building Effective Return to Training Programs, and platforms like Science for Sport are becoming really valuable in this area.
Okay, now let's dive into something that sounds incredibly advanced, using machine learning to actually predict sports injuries.
Yeah, this is a really fascinating and rapidly evolving field. Machine learning models, they have this ability to sift through incredibly complex data and find patterns, relationships that might just be invisible using traditional methods. Interestingly, football, soccer seems to be the sport where this has been studied most often so far.
And what are some of the main findings from these studies? What's working?
Well, certain techniques, things like random forest and extreme gradient boosting, often called XGBoost, they've shown pretty high predictive performance in quite a few studies. But it's not always the case. Sometimes simpler statistical methods like logistic regression actually do better. What's really interesting, though, is that even when studies report really strong predictive scores, like high statistical accuracy,
yeah,
the actual clinical relevance, the practical usefulness of those predictions is still kind of debated. For example, a model might have a high AUC score that's a measure of how well it distinguishes between athletes who will or won't get injured. But that doesn't always translate directly into something a coach can easily act on.
Why is that? If it predicts injury accurately, shouldn't that be useful?
Well, the challenge often lies in how broad the predictions are or the time frame. Like, a model might predict a next season injury, but not what kind of injury, how severe, or even when in the season the risk is highest.
Okay. Less specific.
Exactly. It might be statistically significant, but it lacks the specificity coaches and medics need for day-to-day decisions. Plus, there are limitations like often relatively small data sets being used and inconsistencies in how injuries are even defined or how data is collected across different studies.
So it's definitely still a developing area, lots of potential, but hurdles to clear before it's routinely used.
Precisely. Making machine learning truly effective here needs deep technical skill and a really thorough understanding of the specific sport, the practical needs of the staff, the fact that injuries can be quite sporadic, and the lack of huge standardized data sets across multiple sports, those are big challenges too for building really robust models. It's also interesting that complex artificial neural networks, used a lot elsewhere in medicine, haven't seen as much application here yet, probably due to those same data limitations and variations.
It sounds like there's huge potential, definitely, but a clear need for more rigorous research, bigger data sets, and a real focus on clinical relevance, not just statistical scores. Now, shifting focus to something really important and getting more attention, privacy. Our sources raised some big concerns about collecting and using all the sports data.
Yes, and this is absolutely critical to consider as we gather more and more detailed personal information from athletes. Sports data isn't just scores anymore. It goes into deeply personal areas, raising complex ethical legal questions that, frankly, need careful thought.
One of the big debates seems to be around this idea of the public domain. If an athlete's performance data is out there broadcast, does that mean anyone can just use it however they want?
That's a really tricky, contentious issue. I mean, sure, some data like final scores, maybe public interviews, are generally seen as public domain. But when you get into sensitive biometric tracking, advanced analytics, it really complicates that traditional view. Just because data might be publicly accessible doesn't automatically mean it's ethically okay to use it freely, especially if athletes haven't explicitly agreed to how widely that personal info is shared and analyzed.
And once that detailed data is out there, you can't really pull it back, can you?
Exactly. That irreversibility of public data exposure can have really serious, potentially negative impacts for athletes. Sensitive health data, even if accessed maybe without full consent, could unfortunately affect contract talks down the line. Detailed performance stats could be misused in betting markets, leading to pressure or manipulation. And private info, even if based on data, can shape media stories in ways that are unfair or damaging. Even if you pursue legal action later, the initial damage from the data being out there is hard to undo.
It really sounds like there's a growing need for much stronger controls, maybe better anonymization techniques when handling this kind of personal sports data.
Absolutely. And the increasing commercialization of sports data raises big concerns, too, about potential exploitation, especially around sponsorships and partnerships.
Responding to this, you've got initiatives like the Red Card Project in the UK, specifically advocating for fairer, more transparent handling of athlete data. These fundamental ethical questions remain. Who actually owns this incredibly valuable data? What counts as fair, responsible use? It's a real balancing act, isn't it? Between the amazing progress from data in odd sites and the basic right to privacy, control over your own information, the whole sports industry really needs to proactively evolve its ethical and legal frameworks to keep up with the tech.
Okay, now let's move to a very specific application we looked at. Real-time acquisition and analysis of physiological data using badminton training as a really clear example.
Yeah, this example really highlights the increasing demands on elite athletes and the growing need for training plans that are dynamically adjusted based on immediate, real-time physiological feedback. It's a move away from relying on, say, weekly blood tests or just asking the athlete how they feel towards constantly monitoring the body's immediate response to training.
So getting a really precise moment-by-moment understanding of what's happening inside the athlete during training.
Precisely. Advanced systems like the physiological plan mentioned for badminton, they integrate this sophisticated mix of hardware, complex algorithms, interfaces, data processing. All to achieve this. We're talking real-time monitoring of key things like muscle tension, heart rate, using sensitive optical and inertial sensors. This lets coaches track not just physical movements and effort, but crucially how the body is physiologically responding to the training, covering things like load intensity, the state of key body systems, even athlete self-reported well-being.
And this sophisticated system does more than just collect the raw data, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It also actively monitors other critical factors like nutrition status and even potential early signs of increased injury risk. The basic framework involves specialized hardware, things like EMG sensors for muscle activity, maybe devices like the Berkeley Tricorder, which captures multiple physiological signals. Then there's a smart data processing layer to handle all the different data formats, ECG, EMG, bioelectrical impedance, acceleration data. An advanced algorithm layer then filters the raw data, pulls out key metrics like peaks and counts, spots outliers, and gets it ready for display. Finally, a user-friendly interface shows this analyzed info to coaches clearly and lets them input their own notes and adjustments too.
It sounds like that approach offers a much more dynamic, responsive, and ultimately a probably more effective way to manage and optimize training. Okay, finally, let's bring everything together. What's the future of coaching look like in this increasingly data-rich world?
Well, data and advanced analytics are fundamentally irrevocably changing sports coaching. KPIs, key performance indicators, things like speed, agility, endurance, workload, they're becoming absolutely central to how coaches understand, evaluate, and guide their athletes. Sophisticated tools like Catapult's specialized platforms for football are now routinely capturing and interpreting huge amounts of detailed player data.
So coaches are really leaning on these technologies now to inform their decisions.
Absolutely. It's becoming standard practice to use a whole range of specialized tools, software for data collection, deep analysis, and making evidence-based decisions. As we've discussed, companies like Catapult offer comprehensive performance analytics via wearables and software tracking speed, distance, workload. And powerful visualization tools like Tableau are being widely used to create these insightful dashboards, revealing key trends and patterns. Ultimately, integrating these technologies effectively empowers coaches. It lets them make more informed strategic calls, optimize performance, proactively manage player health, and, well, get better results.
It has been a truly fascinating deep dive, hasn't it? Looking at how technology is fundamentally reshaping sports. We've covered the pervasive integration of sophisticated monitoring, the sheer power of AI and VR in training, the big trend towards personalized approaches, the growing role of tech in women's sports, those exciting advances in injury prediction with machine learning, the absolutely critical need to address data privacy, and, well, the transformation of coaching through data. Definitely some aha moments connecting those dots.
Yeah, and we certainly hope that for you, our listener, this deep dive has offered a valuable, efficient way to get your head around some of these really complex, fast-moving topics where tech meets sports.
So, as sports becomes ever more driven by data and sophisticated analytics, here's a final thought for you to chew on. What new ethical dilemmas, what new challenges will inevitably pop up as these technologies get even more deeply embedded in competition and training? And how will we maintain that delicate balance between all this incredible tech capability and, you know, the fundamental human element that's really at the heart of sports? It's definitely something worth thinking about as we move further into this data-rich future. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.